Amy Spencer, relationship expert and former editor for Maxim and Glamour magazines, is with us on the line. She has written a new book about how to shift your dating outlook into something a bit more positive so that you can attract the right person for you. It's called Meeting Your Half Orange. So, Amy, we were just talking about the reasons behind having a more positive outlook when it comes to dating. So tell us, how can we begin the process and shift our mentality to being more optimistic about our dating life?
Well, one of the things is a physical gesture that is really helpful, and that's the idea of making a new love list. And I literally want women out there, I want you, Kim, to crumple up the old love list. And the one I'm talking about is the one where you say you want someone who's tall, dark, and handsome with a good sense of humor. You actually don't want that. What you want is a relationship in which you're madly attracted to your partner, a relationship that's full of shared laughs. They're basically things that you want to feel in a relationship. Because when you start looking at outside indicators, sort of physical indicators of what you want, you get sidetracked.
Mm-hmm.
So your new love list is going to be all about how you want to feel in the right relationship. So maybe you say, I want someone who gets me, or I want someone who makes me feel adored and who I can laugh with. And by focusing on what you want to feel, you can attach emotion to this and really start working up a giddy excitement about how good it's going to feel when you find that right person.
I think that
is
so
smart. That's the orange buzz that we were talking about.
I am so glad that you said that, because so many of us make the wrong types of lists. And I've been through so many relationships now that I know it isn't about all of the traits that they have or how wonderful they seem on paper. It is all about the feeling you have within that relationship.
Exactly.
And it could come in any package, and you might be really surprised.
Exactly, and that's the fun of it. I mean, we've all been with people who, on paper, they've got a great job, they're good-looking, people think they're funny, but you feel zero connection with them.
Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't really matter what the physical indicators are. It's all about the feeling you have, the connection you
have. Oh, man, I recently just had the best experience about that. My ex, we just broke up around Christmas, and he was perfect on paper, and he was gorgeous. So it was just really great to have him around. I was very sexually attracted to him. Yeah, and, you know, on paper, he just seemed really, really wonderful. But then we broke up, and then I started hanging out with someone else who made me feel so differently than I'd ever felt before. And I, you know, it's somebody that I would never, ever, ever date, because on paper, he didn't have any of the traits that I was looking for, right? But then just hanging out with them, I felt so amazing in so many different ways that I realized, you know what, these are the traits I need to be looking for. These feelings that I'm having, this is how I need to feel in my next relationship.
Exactly. Yeah, you've got it. And what you do is, there's something in the book I talk about called the orange buzz. And what you kind of want to do is imagine that you're already in that relationship, and you sort of work up a little hum of happiness in your gut. Mm-hmm. And what I recommend is trying to hold that feeling for about 30 seconds until it literally feels like a buzz in your belly. Mm-hmm. And what I suggest is sort of breathing in really deeply and slowly, putting a huge smile on your face so the corners of your eyes wrinkle up, you know, all of your muscles in your face are smiling. And then you imagine how great that right relationship will feel. And that orange buzz will get even stronger. And that's what starts sending out this positive energy, kind of like a cartoon pie scent. And that's the energy that's really going to attract that right person to you. And again, like you said, it could be this big surprise of who it is.
Yeah.
But what comes is someone who makes you feel the way you want to feel in the right relationship.
Yeah. All right. So has this worked for anybody that you know?
Oh, it has, absolutely. One of my favorite stories is a woman named Emma, a friend of mine. She was 39, single, feeling a little desperate in New York City. She filled out an online profile but really wasn't into dating online guys and was feeling really negative about herself and didn't want to date online. And I said, you know what? Don't do it. If you're not feeling like dating, don't do it, because the negative energy you create is actually going to work against you.
Yes.
And what you want is the positivity, you know?
Yep.
So I encouraged her to do something that made her happy and feed her true, authentic self. So she went to the grocery store, bought some cranberry bread ingredients, and went home and made this great cranberry bread, had the best time. A few days later, she gets an email from a man online saying, hello from the neighborhood. It turns out he was behind her in line at the grocery store that day, recognized her picture, and they started dating and just got married 2 months ago.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
if we could all meet like that.
Yeah, that's all about being a dating optimist.
That is really great. You know, that brings up a really good point. I had a friend who recently got divorced, and he just jumped right into the dating scene. I said, listen, you need to take a break, because you're going to end up going out on a couple of dates, and you're going to build a reputation as being that guy who can't stop nagging about his ex-wife.
Right.
And nobody
right.
wants to date that guy.
Right.
So you don't want that rumor to spread, which it will.
Right, right. Exactly.
So wait until you're ready to really date and give it your all. So
exactly. Yeah, and I've said that. People who look at the book and say, I'm not ready. I might be ready next week. Well, then read the book next week, because you really, once you start doing this, you might meet somebody. So yep. You've got to be in the right place at the right time.
That is really great. Amy, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure, Kim. Thanks.
Amy Spencer, she's the author of Meeting Your Half Orange, an utterly upbeat guide to using dating optimism to find your perfect match. Go to the website, meetingyourhalforange.com. And have some dating optimism. Thanks for joining me. This is Your Time with Kim Iverson.